This is V Club, y'all. Listen, fam, Hip Hop Digest is that's where I come to get all the facts and all the stories. This is where I come to get all my information, all things hip hop, all things social, and all the points of interest. Check it out when you can. Check it out when you should. Hip Hop Digest, y'all. Digest, y'all. Digest, y'all. Digest, y'all. Digest, y'all.
Nowadays, like, you know, we're living in a time where the game has changed. And you know, at the very, very beginning of people rapping, the very, very, you know, when hip hop was in its formative stage, you know, there wasn't that much range within what was allowed to still be called credible hip hop music. It was either dope or it was whack. It was whack. It was whack. It was whack. It was
wild. Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, it's E Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's goody?
So I got a question. Our man, D Thor, our good man, D Thor, he declined?
I think he's just not going to be able to do it. So, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that it was, I think he made a message or a note that he wasn't trying to be any more public.
Oh, I got you. All right, that's real. That's all
but
good.
Regardless of that, I would like to personally thank him for his contribution towards the Hip Hop Digest Show.
Oh, no, fuck that shit, son. We would like to personally thank him.
Yes,
thank you, sir.
Son. Yeah, no doubt. It's like one of them things, you know, on public television and shit, and then they do a show, and then they say, this particular program is brought to you by, you know, Mobil Oil or the endowment fund of so-and-so. This particular Hip Hop Digest is brought to you by the endowment fund of D. Thor.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Thank you.
He feeding kids for a couple of years, not a couple of weeks or months. You know how they say 37 cents a day. Well, we're good for a while at that rate.
Anyway, but thank you very much, sir. That was quite generous.
Yes, my man. Thank you, sir, after you done put the man on the spot.
So so it is Afro-American History Month.
Here we go.
Black History Month.
He did. He did. All of us ain't got Afros, B.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, other people want to call it the, you know, 28 days of the Brother Fiesta. Whatever you want to call it.
How about, why you got to get them niggas a month?
Hey, well, you lucky you got that.
The shortest month.
You lucky you got that.
Nigga, so, we could have gave y'all 2 days.
So
Could have.
No doubt. But even with that saying, even though, you know, they designate that African American or Black History Month or whatever, I know that we stand on the shoulders and the sacrifice of many. And we should at least acknowledge that.
Yes, sir.
So, no doubt. So, I guess we can get into the show, I guess, as good as we can. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, last week I talked about getting the numbers, you know, because Hypnotic or whatever they call themselves and shit, along with these publishing buying companies, they've been buying a lot of music, and we've been hearing about the Bruce Springsteen numbers and shit, you know, 500 million and others, 400 million, 300 million. I thought the numbers were readily available for the artists that came prior. Let's just say, like, I'm just saying, speaking of African-American rap artists, I found a lot of people who sold their catalogs. I'm sure this is not a complete list, but I found zero numbers. The you know what I'm saying? I want the, what is that shit? Streaming Music News, who usually post all that shit. I didn't find anything. Surprised to find some of the names on the list whose catalog were already sold, but didn't make as much news as others, including but not limited to Alicia Keys.
What?
Catalog sold.
Wow.
Swizzy was like, let's do this.
You won't even believe it, but we talked about him in Wifey catalog, but his own catalog, Jay-Z catalog sold.
Wow.
That's not news.
Maybe that's why he was trying to get that shit back from Dane.
Could be. I don't know. But catalog sold. Dame only had Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, but that's classic. You probably could have got a lot more money if you put,
I don't know about
added
that,
Reasonable Doubt to the list of shit he already
let
had.
Let me go through the list real quick. And it's one note to you, Kurt G. I'm going to give you a shout out because you maybe are on to something. Eminem sold. RZA, Soul, Timberland, we already know, Rodney Jerkins, No ID, Tricky Stewart, L.A. Reid, The Estate of Rick James, The Dream, George Benson, Pusha T, Rico Love, 50 Cent, all for undisclosed cash sums, not any real numbers involved in any of those artists. But there's one artist on that list, and Kerji always says something, it's the RZA. And the RZA only sold 50% of his stake. Everybody else sold full throttle. RZA sold 50%. And I'm thinking, wow, maybe that's a smart kid right there. Maybe he knows something, like, you know, like your boy in Scarface. Maybe he knows something that I don't know.
You got to sit back and watch these niggas, B. I'm like, there's something brewing, and they already got it set up. And I get it. You're like, fuck it. Niggas is getting up there in age, and man, they ain't putting out no more hits. And this nice little lump sum they're going to get right now is going to take them to the rest of their life. So I get it. But you got to think about, like, legacy money, like, going on and on. The type of shit they about to do with this shit that they doing here, B. And like you said, we always talk about commercials and all this other shit that they're going to do with this. But you think about all the fucking streaming services that are out there. You ain't got no streaming service. Ain't no Spotify. Ain't no Tidal. Ain't none of these motherfuckers without music. And if the niggas is buying up all the music, guess who they going to have to get that shit from? They going to have to license it from. These niggas. Because they got the fucking ownership of that shit.
Yeah, this is true. And it does set up for a power move. And we have discussed, you know, for a lot of shows about that. Let me say one thing. It does make sense for an artist, maybe somebody like a George Benson, who's getting up there a little bit and whatever, and he's just cashing out and things of that nature. I don't know why it makes sense now. Again, because we don't know the numbers. Jay-Z, Naeem is up there, but we don't even know. No one hold. Maybe it's just a lease. You know what I'm saying? For the next, you know, 15 to 20 years. Who knows? And as far as commercials, my God, I notice and I look at and listen to commercials and now I'm fucking hearing everything. And I heard Sir Mix-a-Lot, "You Got a Big Butt, Joan, on a pancake commercial and shit." But it wasn't nothing, but it was just his music.
Baby got stacks.
You know what I'm saying? Well, that would have been a nice, you know, you should have been the writer on that, but that would have been dope. But yeah, it was just a garden variety fucking like a pancake commercial and shit. And you just hear that, you know, you hear his music in there. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, wow. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what's up. So yeah, I'm just saying, for an African-American artist, we don't have the numbers. Now, maybe only the high, you know, 200, 300, 400 million generates news. Again, I wish I could find, because I'm
maybe
still
everybody
thinking,
don't want their numbers public. They don't want everybody to know what they're making.
Certainly they don't, but I can guarantee you, and I can almost guarantee you, the only numbers we do know was James Brown at 90 million. But you got to think that motherfucker Rick James could it generate 50 million, though? Rick James, my nigga.
At least.
George Benson.
That seems low even for Rick James.
Right. Man. George Benson is probably the most accomplished pure musician on this entire list. George Benson. You know what I mean? You got to think that he's garnering good money. You know what I'm saying? You know, although George Benson got good money, there's a very good YouTube video of George Benson who sold his record collection to a record collector. And the record collector is talking about buying George Benson's records out of his crib and shit. And how George Benson, rolls up to George Benson's crib with the pickup truck and figuring it's going to be just, I issue George a check. He said George Benson throws him into the motherfucking Maybach, I believe, or something big, something plush, and takes him out to dinner, and it's just down to earth, regular friendly and shit. I'm sorry, that's just a side note, George Benson, shout to you, of selling his record collection. It's very interesting, but you got to think, yeah, he's the most accomplished musician on this list. You know what I mean? L.A. Reid, I mean, damn, you know, whoa. Again, it just says at the end of the article, undisclosed cash sums for every last one of those people, though.
Like I always say, everybody has a number. Theirs was reached. But they, I bet you they looking back saying, damn, I could have got more.
Right now they are.
Yeah, they are.
Right now they are.
They see the numbers getting inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they are. All right, well, that's what's up. I don't have any actual numbers. I thought it was going to be an easy research project, but no.
Some niggas is hiding their numbers.
You know, who knows? And again, tax purposes, tax man, maybe, you know, it's smart business.
You can't hide from them, though.
No, somebody going to have to put, what's that, the I-9? Somebody going to put something out
there. Oh, yeah, yeah. The purchasers are going to be like, oh, no, I gave them such and such. Right. So they can get up out of their pockets.
You damn right.
So, no doubt. All right. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is power moves. All right. Last couple of weeks, and since we've been talking about selling catalogs and the streaming services, Joni Mitchell and Neil Young pulled their catalog from Spotify due to Joe Rogan COVID coverage. Now, we're not talking about the COVID coverage, but we're talking about the power moves, okay, of, again, old rock, all right? And Joni Mitchell and Neil Young are some of those old 60s and 70s rockers who are generating the money at Spotify, okay? The reason why power moves is an old topic because there are, again, streaming proponents who say this is the best thing ever. You have the entire world of music in your pocket. Okay, now those of us who are physical proponents, shout to Olivia Newton-John, I'm going to get physical, physical, you know what I mean, shout to her. Those of us who are proponents of physical are like, fuck that. See, now as you enter into, and as time goes on, now you enter into, you got a cat like Joe Rogan on the show, and it could be him, it could be anybody, and somebody disagrees with him. Or any entity of any podcast group, and you figure you're Neil Young and you're a big deal, nigga, I'm gonna pull my shit because you know my shit makes money. But fuck that, I'm pulling my shit. And then Joni Mitchell, and you're lucky you ain't followed by other 70 rocker niggas who own their catalog and start pulling shit. At what point, Swerve or Kurt G, does Spotify start getting weepy? And start bending here when you offering a product here. God damn it, I'm paying for my shit. I'm a Neil Young nigga, right? And he pulling his shit. What the fuck? You know what I mean? What good is that? What good is that? And it doesn't matter. You know, fuck all that. All that little Lil and Young and Pop shit. That shit ain't really, as of right now, the shit ain't really worth nothing on the streaming platform. All right.
You talking about Neil Young?
No, I'm talking about all the Lils and the Youngs Youngboy music who ain't worth nothing on the streaming platform right now. It's the old rock niggas who's bringing in.
And India Irie.
Yeah, whoever. Oh, I didn't know she was big deal. Okay, no doubt.
No, I'm saying she was part of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, shout to her, too. I'm just saying, you know, damn, man, how you going to run a real business model like that?
I'm split on it, yo, because it's a give and take situation. Obviously, if there was no Spotify, Neil and M's music wouldn't be fucking spinning on there. It would be somewhere else, but it wouldn't be on Spotify. Spotify is one of the biggest, and they're one of the biggest, and this is the side where I don't give a fuck about them. They getting all this bread, but they pay the artists so little.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for me to cry over spilt milk for them. But I'm like, yeah, fuck it then. Fuck your music. Get your music out of here. Fuck it. We won't play your shit. But, you know, whatever the business model is, it clearly is not what the fuck I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, yo. It's just a fucked up situation all the way around where you have somebody saying, somebody of that ilk saying, take my shit off of there. You got people like John Simpson, who we interviewed from Sound Exchange, on here telling people to get off of that site, all this shit. It's like, yo, what the fuck is this shit really about? Is it about money, or is it about that other stuff that we're not talking about?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and piggyback off a little bit of something that you said is where I was going with it, about these niggas getting their shit taken off, and is it about money? To me, I'm saying this is the point right here, right now, for these niggas to grab the bull by the horn and say, you know what? Oh, we got this kind of power? Fuck it. Let's all take our fucking shit down. Nobody, I don't want my music spent on that motherfucker. Nowhere. I don't want you motherfuckers playing it at all until they up the money in this bitch. You're going to up the money, then you ain't got no music if you don't up the money.
There you go. This
is the chance for them to actually make more money instead of complaining about these niggas so much. Go ahead and put their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I think you're talking about two different things. You're talking about one thing, which is money. And then you got other people, and it's specifically, I want to get back to Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, who are classic, what I consider like classic rockers, if you will. They're doing it to prove a point. They, Joni Mitchell and Neil Young got money.
Joni Mitchell never lies.
So, so you know, it's not even a matter of money for them. They got money and shit. You know what I mean?
Then it is about that other thing.
So, yes, it is about that other thing and disinformation. And but not to get into that, but the key thing is that if you have an artist, okay, you know, for whatever reason, who got a beef, it's because it's a freedom that they haven't been able to express. You know what I'm saying? If you got physical records out there and you mad at your label, you just mad at your label. Mm-hmm. You know, the people who got your records and CDs, tapes and shit, you know, I'm continuing to rock.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I'm continuing to rock. I'm only saying that, look, I know that, A, number one, that streaming is the future. Number two, the not even a conspiracy theory, but only one, unfortunately, on the outside, maybe two entities will exist. All right. Mm. The way the business model was set up, if it's Spotify and Apple only, everybody else, Jay-Z, Tidal, Deezer, anybody else you can fucking think of, small time, you know, Cowboys and shit, they're all gone. Okay. Yeah. The way the economics of this is set up, it's fucking gone. You know what I mean?
It's funny because there's YouTube, there's Vimeo or whatever, but how many people go to fucking Vimeo to watch shit?
I'm saying all them niggas, look, all them niggas gone. All them niggas is gone. Yeah. They may, now YouTube may exist in an entity and it may offer music or whatever, but they're not going to be the one who, the only one of these cats, maybe two can survive. And I don't even know if Spotify can fucking survive because Apple has got so deep pockets. You know what I'm saying? That could continue to fund this shit at a loss.
Well, the reason that they will be able to is because motherfuckers that don't have... Well, actually, I don't know. If you have a Android phone, can you still get Apple Music?
Yes. It doesn't work very well.
Oh, shit.
It does not work very well, according to my Android people. You know what I mean? Okay. But you can.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah, that's a master plan right there, then.
Well,
because so, if somebody's not an audiophile like the three of us or whatever, and they want to hear that off shit, then they're gonna get it. Not care.
Indeed. So that's what's up right now. Kerji's right. The power at this critical moment does lie with the artist. Anytime the artists want to pull their individual music or not. Now there are a gang of artists, right, who may want to pull their music and it don't mean shit because their music don't generate nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
It's got to be the heavyweights.
It is, indeed, no doubt. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, well, so much of this show is about List. Unfortunately, I just report the news. I don't make the news. And here we go with some more List. The Game thinks he belongs on anybody's top 50 rappers list. The Game has a complaint. I guess the people who threw out a list, the typical suspects, Ebro, even T.I., Funk Flex, all these people had lists, right? And the Game didn't show up on any of their list. And the Game was like, damn, yo, how can you forget about me and shit? His complaint was is that obviously you're going to have Biggie and Tupac, Jay, and M on your list. And that's one thing and shit. But, you know, how you going to have motherfuckers like Meek Mill, Big Sean, Young Thug, and A$AP Rocky without the Game being on the list? Personally, I think Game has a point there. In the terms of Young Thug, he's not an MC. All right? I'm sorry. Fuck that. You know, let's just get right down to the motherfucking nitty gritty. That's a problem. Okay? Especially with, I don't give a fuck who it is, Ebro, Funk Flex, and shit. Y'all niggas posturing. Let's just get down to it. Fuck, Young Thug's not even a fucking MC. I don't know what it is. That's why I keep trying to get these fucking young boys and shit. Give yourself a new designation and then run with it. Invent your own shit. He's not an MC.
They did invent their own shit. But the problem is they're still calling it hip.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. They invented their own shit. What are they calling it?
They're saying they invented their own style of music. This shit that they're making now, that ain't got nothing to do with the shit that we used to do. They made their own shit, but they ain't called it nothing different.
Then invent a new moniker. See, you motherfuckers need you need to do the whole new shit. You know what I mean? Do the whole new shit. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But Young Thug. And two, fucking Meek Mill is barely passable these days. Okay? He's barely fucking passable these days. I don't know what A$AP Rocky been doing.
He's down with Riri. That's you know what he's down saying? With.
Congratulations to him. But as we moving along, yeah. As we're moving along, yeah, I'm just saying, Big Sean, yo, I don't give a fuck. I'm not a Big Sean fan. I don't think he's very good. But that's beside the point. I'm talking about, I think Game has a point. Game hasn't been the worst artist, and the documentary is a very good album, I think.
Oh, yeah, so that is a very good album.
Yeah, 1992. 1992.
Oh, yeah, that album, yeah, 92. Yeah,
and 92 is a great record.
Yeah.
So, shout the Game. I mean, so, you know, shout to him as far as that goes. You know, does he have a point, G?
I'm giving him 100% point. He said top 50. Mm-hmm. And that right there gives him all kind of fucking points with me. Because the nigga didn't try to say I should be in everybody top 5.
Because
mm-hmm. that would have been fucking squeezing it. Top 10. Top 10 again, squeezing it. The nigga put a place where he could fit in. Top 50.
Easy, too. Easy.
A top 50 in. Spot, because the nigga can rhyme his ass off.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, I give him that. The nigga can rhyme his ass off. So I will say, yeah, I can give him top 50. And to his credit, if I was putting out a top 50 list, his name probably wouldn't even came to my mind. Because he's just not that everyday regular name that you think about. When it's come to, because I got a lot of hip-hop MCs in my fucking list.
Yeah, no doubt.
And
no
I go
doubt.
Way back. So it's like, okay, and then for the Game to pop up, a nigga would have had to say, what about the Game? And I'd be like, oh, damn, that's right. Mm-hmm. Then I might have had to take somebody out to put him in.
I get you, because he's not a constant. Game right. is not a constant.
Somebody's name that you mention when you're like, who you like.
Right.
Niggas start mentioning Kendrick Lamar and everybody else before they mentioned him, and he was out before them.
But like you said, when you do think of you like, oh, that's right.
That's right. This nigga is nice.
I mean, just 300 bars alone.
Yeah, you know, but, and that's a problem. And there's still, I mean, and there will probably nobody be out there, you know, that's just say, you know, okay, look, you got to start qualifying niggas. And I would love to be like, yo, Ebroke, fucking Young Thug, my nigga. I mean, it ain't even on that level, it ain't even just Game. On that level, it becomes principal.
Mm-hmm.
Young Thug, my nigga?
And they call this a hip-hop?
See, that's my point right there. That's where I'm getting ready to go with it. Now, when these niggas put out these lists, are they saying MC lists? Or are they saying hottest rappers list? What are they saying when they say these lists? Are they calling it hottest?
Okay, so according to the copy, it says rappers.
See, bam.
Oh, according to the
Young
copy,
Thug
it says
is all in there, nigga. Young Thug ain't wrong. Young Thug top 5 then. You talking about?
Yeah, they're not wrong at
he
all.
Top 5.
It's all they got you. B, you
they got you.
Again.
You got Young Thug, Roddy Ricch, all them niggas top 5, nigga.
All that, and they can have it. See, my eyes wouldn't even have read that article, B.
Well, I read the article. Not even so much for even so much getting on a Young Thug or Meek or Big Sean. Not to get on them niggas, but really it's the qualified niggas who know better.
Well,
it's
that, too yeah,
fucking
that part, yeah.
the Funk Flex again who wanna spend, I mean, countless hours and hours of time getting on Blackface, and you should have for all them reference tracks and shit, and you should have. But then you don't live by that, okay? You don't live by that, nigga. Now, I don't know what was on his individual list. And, you know, but fucking... And there, he's up on here later for the... Actually, I just made use him on the next topic. So...
See, Real quick. What I think you fail to realize.
Oh shit! It was a failure to communicate.
What we fail to communicate here is that you're gonna have to let them dudes do what they do, yo. They don't give a fuck about nothing you're talking about right now. You know why? Because they have to stay relevant.
Okay, I understand that, but as small as this podcast is, and I'm sure the echo drops off very quickly once we say it, but somebody's got to be on record and to say it, and to say that I'm holding these people to a higher standard, no matter what, because they have a gigantic platform. And I don't give a fuck who it is, Funk Flex, Ebro, T.I. I'm holding these niggas to a higher standard because I know off camera, word is born, and they come in here to Hip Hop Digest, or they get on the show, or not on the show, but you know what I'm saying? You get these niggas away from the lights and cameras, and they be like, yo, real talk, you with your honest opinion. You fuck Young Thug, you think he dope, my nigga?
And to a man,
them niggas without no camera, without no listening devices, without no, it's all guaranteed privacy. They got a different opinion, I guarantee it.
Well, we all know that we don't live in that world anymore.
Exactly. Everybody got a listening device in their pocket. No. Hell, it's listening to you when you ain't even trying to talk to the motherfucker.
Right. So what I'm basically trying to say is, yeah, you can hold them to a higher standard, but they're going to fail your standard every fucking time. They've been failing your standard since we've been doing the Hip Hop Digest show.
Indeed.
So it surprises me that it shocks you now that they still are doing that same shit. No. Even Funkmaster Flex. All of them dudes, it doesn't shock me. On radio.
B, the problem is you're such a purebred nigga, and we all come from that school. But you're so strict and staunchy with your purebredness, my nigga, that you refuse to just let some of this shit go because you just know where it came coming from. It's not coming from an honest place.
Right.
You know it's strictly business for these niggas. It's strictly about what Igri said. It's about relevance. These niggas got to stay relevant. They can't be putting on no motherfucking Coogee rap on their list. Mm-mm. Who the fuck is this nigga? You know they got to put a Young Thug on the list. You know what I'm saying? They got to put a name on there that niggas still recognize. The niggas that's in this social media shit that's going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, he did put somebody on there. I know. Okay, his shit ain't totally trash. His shit ain't just ass. His shit got some relevance to it. You know what I mean? So he can't do it that way. So they got to maintain the business model, the brand, and their social media status by saying the dumb shit that, you know, they saying dumb shit. If you ask them privately, as you said, they would probably be like, nah, I ain't fucking with them niggas. But, you know, it's the job. I got to do it.
Damn, nigga, my Cadillac getting kind of old.
Damn, yo. Nigga said he can't put no Coogee rap up there and shit.
Nope.
When Coogee rap said, I used to stand on a corner selling cooked up rocks, money busted out my sock because I really would clock, serving all kinds of fiends.
Yeah, and I think, I forget who brought this up, but right now, I mean, back then, you were listening to the drug dealer rap.
Right. Yeah, I was.
These kids are listening to the drug user rap. So that fucking
Coogee rap said, I wasn't too far from a Jaguar car.
Yeah. wouldn't relate.
First time in my life loaning money to dad.
But the thing is, think about it. The shit that Coogee rap is saying, the same shit that these niggas is saying right now.
Are you just standing on the corner selling cooked up rocks?
Oh, hell yeah.
In a different way. They're saying it in a different way.
But no, they're saying the exact saying. Same shit that he said. Word, talking about all their money holding up to their ear. All of course. Talking about all that bullshit. Yeah. They talking
and
all
they was
shit.
Doing it before Coogee rap. So, talking about that bullshit.
So to wind up the topic, to bring it to a close, yes, you both are right. I intellectually know that Ebro and anybody else who's going to bring a list and put non-rappers on the list, I know why they're doing it. I think it is my job to remind them that knowing in a private conversation, every last one of you niggas don't fuck with them. All right. It's just my job to remind you and a small, teeny weensy, bitter public who listens to us that deep down, okay, Ebro don't fuck with them niggas. Deep down, neither Funk Flex don't fuck with them niggas because them niggas come from, that's just, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas don't come from that school. I mean,
they
that,
are
that,
now
that,
though.
They're, well, they work in that school.
Their bills, yeah, nigga, so they down with it.
Right, they work in that school, and that's what they got to do. You know what I mean? So, I get it. I get it, and you're right. And to where was I at? And to final, to get through the game topic, the game also, it's a double-edged sword. He did two things. Not only was he mad at the list, he also said, fuck Interscope, obviously,
ooh,
you know, his label. He said, I said it 17 years ago, I meant it today. They're running a modern-day slave trade. Shout to Prince. He said the same thing about Warner Brothers Music and shit, that's a slave ship. They're stealing from
sign a contract though.
Right, indeed. They're stealing from every single artist. Let's see, the best decision that he ever made in his life was parting ways, stay independent. And he announced his new album, Drillmatic. I think it was already out there. Yes.
I don't like the name of that.
Drillmatic. No. Actually, I thought the name was quite clever.
It is quite clever, but
Chicago,
if you talk about the
might
drill,
have something
though,
to say.
Is it going to be a whole bunch of drill music on there?
No, apparently he's got the... What do you call that thing? Everything he touches turns to gold and shit. Leprechaun and
Midas.
Shit.
Midas.
Yes, King Midas. Well, he's got King Midas on there, Hit Boy. So, you know... He's got the new Midas guy on there.
You wasn't hold on though. Ooh. Nobody was mad when Nas is found that pocket, right? With Hit Boy, nobody's mad at Nas for finding that pocket.
And
right?
I'm not mad at Game.
And we shouldn't. Right, we shouldn't be mad at Game
no,
for that.
No, hey, I'm Hit just Boy, saying.
Hey, if Hit Boy is moved his needle over a little bit towards what the fuck we talking about, then that works for everybody.
I believe, and I said this. I believe that Hit Boy has figured out and is one of the first modern producers to figure out this needle's moving a little bit. People,
filthy though.
Yo, yeah, this needle is moving. This needle is moving away from the standard. You know, I hate to call everything trap, but you know what I mean from the modern techniques, kind of back
trap sound.
Yeah, the trap sound, yeah. Kind of back to a more, and Hit Boy's recognize that, and he's done that. Where others are failing to do that, Kanye West, fucking.
Oh wow! Damn, De Niro,
Joe Pesci.
Sorry, but yeah, but certain people are failing to realize that. You know what I'm saying? Alchemist is getting a lot of publicity, a lot of, you know, I seen a blurb where it says producer of the year when Alchemist is talking about producer, and we're talking about on YoungBoy blogs, the needle is starting to move.
We ain't mad at that.
Yeah, well, I'm not mad.
Because once Hit Boy becomes filthy, then
I think
all
he's already
those
filthy.
Copcats.
Yeah, Hit Boy had money already. Yeah, he was fucking with a lot of people. He
so,
was getting bread.
But I will say what I do appreciate, and a shout to Kurt G. Again, once again, Kurt G is on top of this so fully. What I do appreciate about Hit Boy, as he moves closer to a traditional hip hop sound, he really still does incorporate the drums with sample. So it breaks up a lot of that New York with just the loop. You know what I mean? And so, you know, shout to him. Shout to Hit-Boy. Shout to Game. Dramatic. I thought the title was quite clever. You know what I mean?
I hope it doesn't sound dramatic. No offense. I just need to hear
But what this
riff
does for me is it gives Hit-Boy another lane. Because, see, Hit-Boy could do what a lot of these other trap producers can't do. Hit-Boy can say, oh, yeah, I could do that trap shit too. But look what else I can do.
And I got
diversity with my shit.
And I can't wait. No shout, you know, no disrespect to that Nas King's Disease 1 and 2. But I can't wait till that Magic comes out on vinyl. Good Lord Almighty.
Yeah,
woo!
Magic got some special shit.
Woo!
Them beats are crazy.
Man. Hit Boy, eat, man. Shit, all he had to do was do that, and I'm all in. So, no doubt. All right, speaking of trap, if you will, there's a gentleman by the name of Mr. NLE Chopper, or Chopa.
Miss Chopper.
Chopper.
Oh, yeah.
Not Chopper.
See, he's called Coogee Rap. He's a drug rapper.
There you go, right.
Killing
yes.
a bunch of niggas.
Yes, sir. He has an issue with his critics. Mr. NLE Chop is apparently tired of all the critics.
I like how he just phonetically just breaks people's shit all the way down.
The Memphis rapper currently, you know, he had an issue because he felt that people were denying his ability on the microphone after Twitter roasted him and demeaned him for delivering what was perceived to be a subpar freestyle over Biggie's Who Shot Ya up at the Funk Flex show. So we all know Funk Flex, again, has people up there. And
so...
Before so he does a freestyle. Hold on. Okay.
Why is Funk Flex still playing the same exact beats for everybody? He's been playing that Who Shot You since Biggie was alive.
Okay.
So, for everybody that jumps on that motherfucker. So why can't you tailor it to the niggas that nigga that's on there? Since you got one of these type of niggas that's on there, that's not the type of beats that niggas used to rhyme to.
But now I'm not gonna defend Funk Flex, but what I will do is that I believe that, again, that's why I keep trying to tell you, don't let these niggas fool you. At Funk Flex, there's some type of standard. And Funk Flex is saying, okay, we're gonna throw traditional hip hop beats. If niggas is on bars, niggas is on bars. Alright? So Mr. NLE Chopper probably would go up there and rhyme over a generic trap beat because that's what he does. But I believe that Mr. NLE Chopper wanted to rhyme over a traditional rap beat. And what better beat to rhyme over than a Biggie beat? Okay. Now, I listened to the freestyle. I thought about
You're a good man.
Yeah, listen.
I did listen to that. Yeah, yeah.
I thought about you immediately, G. And the reason why I thought about you, because you were on record on this show and saying the problem with a lot of these trap niggas is that these niggas rhyme, they got one gear.
That's it.
They got one gear. And this nigga is in trap flow over a traditional hip-hop beat. They can't slow their rhyme style down. They can't tailor it to a different beat. They ain't hit boy in this shit, if you will, on the mic. None of that shit. This nigga is at one fucking speed, okay? And that is the speed of trap, all right? Now, to be honest with you, he wasn't the absolute worst cat ever up there, but he wasn't good. Okay, but he wasn't the absolute worst cat ever. But he wasn't good. And the reason why he wasn't good is because just what he
how
not
he
good.
Was rhyming. How
you
he
just
rhyming.
Named everything why he wasn't good.
So I you know, and again, like I said, you know, I think that the trap universe just should forget about traditional hip hop. Move just continue on what you're doing. You're successful. You're making a lot of money for yourself and your family. Again, to a man on the Hip Hop Digest is not mad at that. We hope you make great investments for your future. But just stay away from the turntables and the mixers and the traditional beats and the SP-1200s. Just get a MacBook and a fucking gallon of lean and shit and just go.
A gallon of lean.
God damn, are you trying to kill it, nigga?
I'm just saying, man, you know, you trap niggas, you do what you do, and you're so successful at just, you know, you do that and then go.
Damn, promethazine fiend.
You know what I'm saying? A MacBook and a fucking gallon of lean and shit and just go.
Nigga ain't gonna be going for long, though. I can tell you that.
Nah, that's
nah, son,
over.
He gonna be out like a light.
Yo, you good, son? You good?
Shit.
But yo, Killer, you mentioned your mans and them playing that same record all the time.
Okay.
Maybe he got a deal with the mogul or something. Maybe he getting the mogul some money. I don't know.
No, not just that. I mean, it's the same type of, that same era of tracks. Like, everything that came out that era, he keeps playing those same beats.
It's going to be a Biggie. It's going to be a Preem. That's what he's saying. But the point I'm saying is that, and I'm thinking that the legacy for a lot of these trap kids, the legacy of that 90s legacy is strong. So when they look at that, you look at the past, you're looking at kids who literally are probably born in fucking 2003. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're thinking to themselves, yo, you know, I'm kind of rich. I'm kind of, but damn, yo, everybody, my dad, my dad's, my uncles, you know, everybody, you know, everybody talk about the 90s, right? As like the true golden era. You know what I'm saying? And they may hear about all the way from the late 80s, but it's definitely the J's and the Biggies and the Pac's, that era. You know, they hear about that on Mythical Proportion. So when they go to Funk Flex, they know Funk Flex is from that era. Yo, Funk Flex, let me get on. And every single nigga do it to a variant degree. When your boy Blackface did it, what did he do? He pulled out the fucking BlackBerry. Course, it was a fucking firestorm. And Mr. NLE Chop-Uh is the fucking 10th or 12th trap nigga to go up there. And most of them, for the most part, embarrass themselves.
So... Okay, all right. I'm a little bit confused. No, should we be given, okay, because a topic or two ago, we was kind of looking at the niggas like, come on, yo, you know better. So should we be giving Flex a little bit of credit for doing that instead of throwing on the latest trap record for them to get busy on, do what they do?
Well, no.
Me and you on the same wavelength. But, okay. But on this one, we going opposite ways.
Uh-oh.
I'm not giving the nigga no credit.
Ooh, nothing.
Because I'm saying you played yourself. You playing yourself every time you bring one of these niggas up there. And you put them in a setting where you're going to put on a beat that you know these niggas can't rhyme to. That's not their fucking, their mindset is not even into some shit like that. They don't listen to that kind of music on a regular. So why would you even put that on for them to rap to? I understand as a real MC, which none of these niggas are, should be able to spit over any fucking thing. If it's opera, you should be able to put on a beat and niggas should be able to go in.
Yeah.
But these are not those type of niggas. So they can't do that. So you plan yourself by bringing these niggas up there and actually trying to make them freestyle or put them in a setting where they're going to freestyle over that type of shit. When you're having this conversation before you get on a radio, and they ask you, oh, yeah, let me, I want a freestyle Flex. I'm a freestyle Flex. Like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and give you your type of beats and let you embarrass yourself over your shit instead of my shit.
Oh, so wait. You think it's him bringing in people instead of Mr. Levine?
No, whatever? I don't care who's bringing them in. I'm saying Flex is playing himself by even having them up there in that type of setting. He should just have them up there and just let them talk. And talk about their new projects and get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Okay.
Put in your time and get out of here. Don't rhyme, nigga. Let's leave that alone. It's not for you. That's not what you do. You don't do this. I understand. You hold money to your ear. You on social media talking a lot of shit. That's what you do.
So yeah, it's go. A photo op.
Sit up in here, take pictures. You up here, Funk Flex, nigga. Yeah. Get up. Do your interview. Get the fuck out.
Okay, so you guys unfortunately have it wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. We had two different things. We both got it wrong?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, there's a third point of view in this.
You got it wrong because Flex, every trap guy who goes up there wants to go up there because what they're trying to do is sort of shore up a part of their sort of, I ain't gonna say their legacy, but a sort of hip hop that they can't, or rap, if you will. You can give it any tag you want. That they're lagging. Okay, they already got a lot of money. They already are trap stars, and they're making a lot of money. They're doing it. But again, like I said, there's a corner, and it may be a small corner to some, maybe louder to others. That is like, y'all, none of y'all niggas really can rhyme, okay?
That's
not really
change,
like that.
Chief.
So,
that's
no, not that's
change.
Not going to change. But look what happens. Going to Funk Flex gives them the credibility so they can say, I went to New York and got on Funk Flex. And what Funk Flex represents to them is Tupac is fucking with Flex, or Biggie, or Jay, or M, or any person from the 90s you can think of, Outkast, anybody, even Southern niggas, Outkast niggas, fuck with Flex. So all I gotta do is do that to get the credibility, to shore up that part.
So it doesn't matter if you get on there. I'm confused. So it doesn't matter. The credibility they get is you look like a dumbass up here rapping over this shit because you don't look. You look way out of pocket. You look uncomfortable.
No doubt.
That's good.
No, what I'm saying is they're going up there for that. Now, how they execute, that's a whole nother thing. But that's what they're going for.
You can keep going, but when you finish, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay, I'm finished.
Wait a minute. There's another opinion.
All of that sense that you're talking, you are talking sense, Kirk. You're talking sense. But none of that shit don't make sense in why they really go to this motherfucking radio. Let's just be dead ass bottom line.
Why are they going up there then?
Because
enlighten us,
they
sir.
Know that at any given time, it's 1 million, 2 million people listening to that fucking station. And then not only is 1 million, 2 million people listening during that show, oh, now you're going to get the blowback from the internet, from the video, from that shit. B, these motherfuckers know they can't rap. They know they can't rap, B. They know they can't MC. All right? So going up there, it ain't about them going up there to prove I'm as good as Big Boy. None of that shit, nigga. They go up there to up their IG, to up their TikTok, to whatever the fuck they're using to communicate with the community. That's what they're doing, B. They don't give a fuck who was the fuck went up there and said, oh, I can't rhyme that. That nigga I saw at the airport. Lil Yachty.
Yeah, right, yeah.
With all his shit that you want to put on him, that nigga said, I can't rhyme to that shit.
That's what all of them should say. All of them should say that shit.
No. These niggas don't say, well, they don't say it like he did.
They should say that, though.
They try. Because they want to prove something is not. Okay? Lil Yachty said, nah. I can't even rhyme to that. So it ain't about them going up there to display skills, my G. It's up there about them going up there and catching ears, getting more followers, up in their social status, yo. You gotta be kidding me. If I can't even begin to imagine any of these current high streaming artists going to a physical radio station to display that they can bust rhymes.
And that's probably true to the motherfucker.
And see, now here we go. Everything you just said is 100, my nigga. You 100 with everything you just said, my nigga. You are 100% correct. See, with my logical thinking ass brain, old ass dinosaur armed ass nigga like myself, I'm saying, what fucking planet that makes sense on? You're telling me, this is what you just said. You're telling me the nigga can go up there, stink up the fucking mic, and get more followers, get more people to like him?
Yep, and support
you
them.
Suck, my nigga, and people, more people like you?
And take up for them. You know why? Because the reason they're up there is because they made a record to say, and they got famous. And motherfuckers know them and love them for that record. They don't expect them to go up there and be Rakim, my G. If anything, their fans want to hear them do their shit or play us an exclusive or some shit like that. They don't give a fuck. Yo, B, if Blueface went up there and start busting ass rhymes, my nigga, his fans wouldn't give a fuck.
Wow.
They wouldn't give a fuck. They, matter of fact, they may be like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Sound like 1994, nigga.
Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering.
Yes, yeah.
Shaking the concrete.
They're not there for that, yo. Let's bring... this topic, this name of the show should be crazy, but... You're doing too much thinking, son.
Nah, you're right,
but it just makes no type of fucking sense, my nigga.
It makes dollars.
And that's what it's about, but it ain't even making that. It's like, what the fuck are y'all doing, B? What are y'all doing? Exactly what are y'all doing?
After that nigga said, I can't rhyme to that, I swear to God, I saw him on a Target commercial.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yep.
But that ain't about that. Them commercials ain't got nothing to do with his ability to bust rhymes. It's about his ability to have a popular
none
song.
None of it. his records don't have nothing to do with him busting rhymes.
And back to the question at hand, and back to what we were talking about earlier. Back to me putting Flex, giving him no fucking credit. Because nigga, why are you even putting these niggas up here knowing that they don't give a fuck about this platform as far as trying to bust rhymes? Only thing they're up here for, the only reason they're up here is to up their social media status.
And then
and you know that.
It's too.
It's right.
You know that.
I was going
to say, he's going to get that regardless by having them as a guest.
But
he doesn't need to have them bust rhymes for that to happen. But just to have him on as a guest gets him that.
But you already said the previous topic, that's why Flex and Ebro and them niggas do it, to update that IG or whatever the fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. You know. But I'm saying, I'm trying to defend hip hop in this very little moment. If you're actually trying to put hip hop in this level of saying, okay, nigga, you busting rhymes. Let me see you bust rhymes over some traditional beats. Nigga, you know it's not going to happen. You know they can't do that. So why even play yourself and put on those type of beats, nigga? Put on some trap shit. Matter of fact, put on his own instrumental and let him go the fuck in.
True, exactly. That's what they should do.
Yeah, well, again, like you said, so obviously he has a show and a major market and he has to get ratings. And Mr. NLE Choppa is going to bring at least some sort of positive ratings his way. You could try to put, you know, Left Lane Didon and them niggas from Delaware up there if you want to.
Who are these niggas?
And those niggas are excellent on the mic, but them niggas get zero ratings, no views, my nigga.
No,
and that's when he
gets
right, and that's when he gets called in the office and be like, nigga, you keep doing that shit, you gonna be out of a job.
So Ebro gonna call Flex in and be like, what are you doing?
Man, whoever his boss is, yes. Oh. Shit. I know motherfucker got on me because I kept calling Rosenberg Funk Flex boss. Somebody wrote an email and was pissed at me and shit. I remember that. So anyway, yes. I want to move on, yo. I want to move on to the next topic because there's a couple of things. We might have some more, I ain't going to say controversial, but at least thought-provoking topic. But I do want to say rest in peace this week to Peter Robbins. And the reason why I'm saying peace to him, because this is an old man topic. Nobody else out there is going to know, but it was Peter Robbins, an American actor. Got this off Wikipedia, of course. He gained national fame in the 1960s as the first actor to voice Charlie Brown in an animated Peanuts special. Nigga, wah, wah, wah. Yo, salute. You know what I mean? Just because for us who grew up in the time we did, Charlie Brown was that big deal.
It was, but as we got older,
we learned that they was treating
Mr.
Franklin, Schultz, and
we learned, and
Franklin was the only nigga on that bitch, and never heard from him, and none of that shit, no doubt.
We were young.
I'm just saying, just as a part of our youth. So rest in peace to that gentleman, the first actor who voiced Charlie Brown.
Yes, sir.
And shit, you know what I mean? No doubt. Shit, I was always a Snoopy nigga myself, anyway. No doubt. The next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, this got a lot of run on the text chain. This apparent versus battle, Busta Rhymes versus Eminem. I kind of want to get you guys' thoughts on that. I mean, mine is very simple. I think that would be a reasonable matchup because you got two guys who have a specialty and their ability to rhyme, you know, very quickly at a you know, them niggas is like at light speed when they want to get up there. Those guys are probably, you know, they have a specialty. Now, in that, you could celebrate a part of hip-hop that probably doesn't get celebrated. At that point, you could cart out Twista. At that point, you could cart out other fast rhyming niggas and really have a, you know, thing. Busta Rhymes, I think, has more traditional hit records. Eminem has a lot of records. He sells a lot of records. I don't think Eminem has particular single hit records that can go record for record for bus. But I think
depends on what crowd you're in.
Right, depends on what crowd. But if you're at the Barclay, come forget about it. M gets washed. I think maybe, shit, if you're in Detroit, obviously, bus gets washed. So, yeah, you're right. This is where you could do some regional repping. People were upset about that. I didn't really. I mean, come on, man. Who are you going to really put M against other than Bus? And who are you going to put Bus against other than M? To me, that was a marriage that is pretty good. You know, who the fuck else you going to put in there? Not very, nobody, really. So I don't know. There's a lot of people had a lot of different reasons, but I would like to get your two thoughts on it. That's just my thought. I thought that was a reasonable pairing. You know what I'm saying? And a pairing that can bring big ratings.
Well, you're right about that point. That's where you're right. I was all about to say you're wrong, but you're right with that point right there. This going to bring big ratings because one name only, Eminem, going to bring a lot of eyes to the screen. And that different demographic as I talked about before, that's going to be coming to the screen to actually go on here and watch. Somebody that never watched Versus before is going to be on there watching because of Eminem's on there.
So let's say you take Bus out. You're going to fucking put it up there, Machine Gun Kelly? I mean, Post Malone? This is what niggas see to me, put Post Malone up. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
To me, I'm telling you, you're wrong because the matchup doesn't match. Bus is from too many different eras and got too many songs from too many different eras. And before Eminem even came to fuck out, Bus already have 20 songs to play.
I agree.
Eminem even dropped the record.
I agree.
So I don't think that's a good matchup because of that alone.
It's just another case of that OPTA, yo.
See,
just
he already got songs out there.
I'm saying that, I guess the point I'm saying is that, you know, this is a Versus thing, and you're going to do what Versus do. So you're right. Bus, if he wanted to, could all the hit records and shit, and he could bring out, you know, all the way to the Tribe Called Quest and you know, Rest in Peace Fife and do Scenario and all this shit. And you know, and then shit, Eminem can bring out Snoop and them niggas and do Bitch Please Part 2. And there's both of these guys could bring out and trot out celebrity cats. So both of them have what the Versus needs for success. You know, people are looking for the matchup in every way, but you're not going to get that as you move along in Versus. You know what I'm saying? Now, as you move along, you're starting to do mismatches. Like, everybody's saying, okay, Missy Elliott somehow deserves a versus. But who? Lil' Kim? I mean, really?
Yeah, Missy's in a lane all by herself.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're going to start. I don't see this as a biggest mismatch as other people may have thought. But, Swerve, I mean, you seem pensive about that.
I'm a killjoy on this topic. You notice I didn't say shit in this text.
I see. He's like, I'm a killjoy.
You saw the updated version of, what was that shit? The Fugitive, right?
Right.
And when he was in that fucking, look, that waterfall shit, he was like, I didn't kill my wife. What did Tommy Lee Jones say? I don't care.
I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job. And my job right now is to say something. So I'm just saying words right now to say shit. Because I don't give a fuck about a Busta Rhymes, Eminem fucking shit. Because I don't want to sit through none of that Eminem shit they're going to play. A week and a half ago, he put some shit on. He's, I was like, yeah, click. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. What is, just saying a whole bunch of words fast is not impressive to me. This ain't no motherfucking, what's that book of records is the fuck out here? It ain't Guinness Book of Records. Say some cohesive shit that means some shit, because I know you can do it. That's how you got famous.
No, he got famous from that fast rapping.
So can I interject?
Because that early game shit didn't make him
you
famous.
You can, but it ain't going to
Nobody want to hear that shit he was doing with game recordings. Nobody want to hear that shit.
Can I interject?
Go ahead.
So I sat up here for the last fucking 10 minutes talking about We Know Ebro and Funk Flex, or at least I did, and that them niggas know better. And here we are now on the Versus. And you're sitting up here saying, well, Eminem know better.
No, I didn't say nothing about him knowing better.
Well, you know,
I
said, you just said that he, you know, no, but you said that you know he can rhyme. Or like you said, if niggas want to talk about, you know, lyricist lounge or game record shit, you know M come from a different cloth.
You know what M would probably do? You know what he probably do? I'll catch it in highlights or whatever. He probably will. In this situation, because it's Busta Rhymes, who we all agree is hip hop, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's fucked around with that Chris Brown and that type shit. He's done it. But we know his pedigree. We know that he probably has had some very commercial hits, but they still have the essence of hip hop. When you look at fucking Eminem, You cannot tell me that them fucking records, nah. What the fuck? Get that shit out of here, B. I don't want to have to revisit that shit. And you know it's going to get played because of that aspect that Curtis is talking about that we'll be tuning in. I don't want to hear that. I don't care. I don't care nothing about none of that shit that they're going to play from Eminem that is certified hits. You hear it from my mouth? I don't want to hear them certified hits. If they're going to play, if Eminem throw a little monkey wrench in there and throw some of that game shit and some of that shit he was rhyming with motherfucking Royce and that shit, yo, I'll be open. Like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But once he get up there with the hammer, he's fucking JJ Fad to me, nigga.
Well, but him,
Muhammad, I don't give a fuck about that.
Why can't he be Chip Fu?
Yeah,
well, because he ain't.
Well, but I guess the point I'm saying and seeing, this is where I think you're missing a little bit, because that fast rhyming will be a prominent part because Bus can do it.
Rhyming, nigga.
Because
like
Bus
Twister.
Can do it.
It ain't about the fast
and you
rhyming.
Can see Twista being carted out there when they go into their little fast rhyming bag.
Them rhyme about Britney Spears, nigga. Is that what you want to hear?
What I'm saying is I'm highlighting things that can be solidified, that they can both get into a fast rhyming bag and show a part of hip hop that's not shown and cart out. Fuck it, if they got to cart out Chip Foo and Twista and any of these other niggas.
I'll buy that for $1. But I don't give a fuck.
It's a RoboCop.
You're not going to change my mind. And even if you're trying or not.
I'm not.
Whatever redeeming value that I get out of that shit, it will be in replays, my nigga. I am not. You can get the report. I will not be there tuning into that shit. I have no interest. I like Busta Rhymes. I like a lot of his shit. But, I mean, how many times we going to... I mean, what are we gonna do? And when he plays his commercial shit, put your hands where my eyes can see. Let's just say that's a commercial record, right? It was commercially successful, right? Then what is Eminem gonna play against that? Because you know they do the list and shit with they
Hi,
do.
My name is.
Yeah, yeah. My name is Shady, and I'm supposed to sit there and be like, "Yo, that was that shit."
Not for you, though. See, here's the problem.
There you go.
This
versus
is not for you, my nigga.
Yes. Thank you. Then let me go back to where I was on the text chain and just say, yeah, I'm going to probably miss this one.
Okay.
Right.
So who's on the text chain who put up Anthony Hamilton and Music Soul Child jump off? You going to tune in for that?
He was clowning when he put that up. When did Dow put that up?
Okay, but either way, I'm saying, you going to tune in for that?
Would
you tune in for that?
Look,
put it like this, B.
Real talk?
Real talk, I tune in for Anthony Hamilton.
And
I do
real
like
talk,
Anthony
if my
Hamilton.
If shorty want to watch that shit, I'm going to be right there on the couch, right
I,
the fuck
I
beside
do like
her
Anthony
watching
Hamilton.
That shit. But am I going to stop everything to watch that? Nah, B.
Nah, I'm not going to set my alarm clock to watch that motherfucker, though.
New edition, New Kids on the Block. Let's go.
Oh, come on. You boy. Joking,
what's his
joking
name?
Now.
What was the kid that was robbing both of them niggas?
Fucking boy band shit.
Oh, shit. I forget that nigga's name. I know what you're saying.
Maurice Starr.
Maurice Starr. There you go.
Was Morris robbing them niggas?
Yes.
Was it? Wow. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, yo, so.
I was fucking up because I was like, damn, Maurice White. I don't want to say Maurice White.
No, that's
Maurice Starr. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
But no, I don't mean to be the fucking interloper or whatever you want to call me, but you said it, Kurt said it, and I'm saying it. This is probably not a verse. I haven't seen all of the verses, okay? I haven't even seen the Shaka Khan one yet. And I
didn't want to watch that one because when I heard what Shaka was doing, I didn't want to watch it because I love Shaka's voice and too much.
Right.
And her music, like, come on. I couldn't watch that one. Once I heard royalty. She was wild and I wasn't doing it.
Right. So, but I just said that one because that's the most recent one I can remember that I didn't see. But I didn't watch all these shits, B. So, what I'm saying, I don't think I should get no fucking demerits for that. It just is what it is. And as we know, sooner or later, it's going to be my fucking boot scoot booty against some other shit. Some motherfucking country shit. So,
he said, boot,
am I going to be required to watch this shit?
Travis Tritt.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. I mean, look, I'm not saying that you got to like it. I thought it was a reasonable matchup considering the players on the chessboard.
I understand the matchup. That's a Dr. Dre, Interscope. That's all that connection.
Exactly.
Bringing all them niggas together. That's that connection. So it's going to be a love fest off the break. You know that.
Yep. And, but, you know, what I will look for in the highlights is when they go off script. and do some of that Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One shit and just be spitting some shit. I will look for Eminem to prove me wrong, or not to prove me wrong, but just to be like, yo, nigga, this is well, he probably wouldn't say that, but yo, my G, this is what I could do.
And that's what I kept saying about this part of that fast rhyming shit, where both of those guys are specialists in that era, and they can go off script with that, and then honor the other guys who Twister or anybody else bring, cart them out, let them get some roses and shit too. You know what I mean?
I hope it happens in the real world and not just in your head. Indeed. I hope that happens for real.
Right, but we already see this setting up on a WWE style shit anyway. Buster gonna be talking so much shit. Oh, Em, I love you, my nigga, but I'm about to bust your ass.
Yeah, of course. So, all right, yo, so let's rock on. The next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is growing old gracefully. It's one thing about the Hip Hop Digest and being a dinosaur and, you know, talking about the new niggas with skill who match up quite lovely with the old niggas with skill. I get to grow old gracefully. Some people just can't grow old gracefully. Because, see, I'm all about that skill shit. And so, like I said, I'm a big proponent of these new Delaware niggas who need a shot. Because them niggas is nice. I like their approach. I like their hook. I like what they've done with 80s. All kinds of fucking 80s simped out R&B and pop records. Great. I love it. You know what I mean? But they got skill on the microphone. Just like I could sit up here and talk about Coogee rap all day. Great. Some of us just cannot grow old gracefully. Fat Joe on some Instagram pic out there with a pink hoodie and shit. You know what I mean? With a pair of them motherfucking Space Mountain fucking joints from Kanye West and shit.
The Yeezys, my nigga?
Yo. So the thing of it is that, see, this is where, and I know Fat Joe is a very popular figure now, and, you know, and he's got his platform and he's doing his thing. Shout out to Fat Joe, but, you know, at some point you got to grow old, I think, gracefully, and you can grow old in having a certain opinion. I challenge any young nigga, any of these chopper niggas, or any of these youngs or lils to go up against young bulls out of Delaware right now. You know what I mean? Or bring up a motherfucker like Mark Hammy and shit. Yeah, I challenge, but I get it. It won't happen. But that's where I'm staying. That's where I grow old gracefully, because I can promote young bulls.
Put us together. It's like drinking vodka and milk.
White Russian?
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, but a guy like Fat Joe, who, you know, look, whether he did that intentionally, like you said, I got to do something to gin up some looks, he really is rocking that shit. This nigga got a motherfucking midriff jacket on with a pink hoodie. And a pair of the motherfucker Kanye West Jones is just horrendous. But I guess he wouldn't want to get caught out there with a regular army jacket, with a champion hoodie, construction Tims, and a fitted.
But he
see, Joey the crack is gone.
The difference is he could have, and nobody would have thought any different about the situation. The fact that he put on those fucking Space Mountain boots, as you call them sandbags, as we like to say on here. The fact that he put them shits on, and what the probably put a picture of some fucking space goats or whatever the fuck that shit was
that
on.
That was funny.
That shit was funny as fuck. But I say, what the hell is this shit? But the fact that he put those on gets him the social media looks, gets him that highbrow look now. When I say highbrow, I'm not talking about regular niggas that's on social media clowning this nigga. I'm talking about that highbrow supermodel saying, oh, Joe looks cute. I like those shoes he's got on. See, it gets him that look.
Yeah, ain't he on that Valley Girl shit, my
yes.
nigga?
It gets him
he
that
look. He out here trying to look Neil Young.
Oh, pun intended, I see. Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling the shit. Okay. I didn't even...
Yeah, I was just saying, but let's get back to the central question about growing old gracefully. I think that you can. I think that we do on this show. I mean, you know me, I'm not a proponent of a lot of horse shit as far as popular rap goes, and that's okay. And I can state that, and they can call me a fogey, And fuck you, old nigga. I'm good with that. I'm good, right? Because, again, I could bring in a young boy up against a young boy on skill level. That's right. Where I'm at. You know right. what I mean?
You, well, you can do that. But, again, now, that's apples and oranges when it comes to these niggas.
And I get it. I understand that. But, yo, I mean, really, is it do guys our age have to do that? That's the simple question. Do guys our age have to do that?
Beef.
Yo, word is born. If Yeezy came in here right now, was like, look, nigga, you motherfuckers don't understand. These motherfucking boots is $3,000 a pair. I'm giving each of y'all niggas a pair. I'll be on eBay tomorrow, my nigga. Selling them.
I'm selling.
Right, B.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Because I don't want the niggas shit either. I don't want them fucking shoes.
No.
But it was funny because me and wifey, what was that? A couple days ago, we in the dollar store. Mind you, it's the dollar store. We're in the dollar store in that motherfucker grabbing up a couple little snacks and shit. And as we're in line, it's a woman and her son, at least I think that's her son. They were in front of us, and they both had on some of those Yeezys.
I seen a nigga on the bus with them Yeezy Jones
now,
on, too.
They were, the mom had on the pair, but they were like the regular sneaker type shits. And wifey was like, what are those? What does she got on? I was looking. I said, oh, I think she's got on those official Jones. He said, official? So she started like, official? Who makes them? I said, Mr. West is in the building. So she was like, what? That's Yeezys? Oh, those shits are ugly. And I thought the lady heard her when she said those shits are ugly, right? So I started laughing. I was like looking. So her son looked back. And the nigga had on the Yeezy slippers and shit. So I was like, oh, okay. These niggas, they out here. I see. They being frugal with their dollars so they can spend it on them shoes.
In the dollar store with them Yeezys on.
They got to buy them Yeezys. They got to spend the money on them shit.
Yeah, where it's born, I noticed a cat getting on a bus and shit with them Yeezy sliders and shit, yo. I was like, oh, that's them Yeezy slider Jones and shit.
You know how many Ubers you could get with them Yeezy sliders, bitch?
Well, you got to remember it, Montgomery County Transit freak.
So
all that being said, yes. So I'm just saying, back to the original.
Let me go back to the original point I was getting ready
about
to say.
Do we
I
have
clowning.
To do that?
No, we don't. But let's just, okay, all jokes aside. Let's say the nigga Joe really likes them shits. He really likes them. He's like, you know what? These joints is hot. I like it.
Okay.
So he's rocking them joints. Now, why are we mad at Joe for liking those shoes? Just like anybody likes any kind of pair of shoes that they like, niggas might want to go out and buy a pair of J's. This nigga like, yeah, you like them J's, but I like these Yeezys. So what's the difference? The fact that them shits look like space boots?
I ain't mad at you.
So, no doubt, shout out to Tupac, said I ain't mad at you. It's not a matter of being mad. It's just a matter of, again, growing old gracefully. That's the name of the topic. Not only did he have, obviously, the Kanye West fair on his feet, but the pink hoodie and a medium midriff jacket. Okay, he did the whole ensemble, my nigga.
He did do the whole ensemble, but
he did the whole ensemble. So let's bring it back to the Hip Hop Digest for people who listening to the Digest show properly. Fat Joe is in a Panda store with an entire outfit on. Boom. That's what it gets right down to. He's in there in the store with an entire Panda outfit on, my nigga.
Okay, I'ma say.
And he been angling that way for the longest time.
You saying he got the whole outfit on.
But
he's
Joe.
He's got the big ass hood on and everything.
B, it's pink. He's got a pink hoodie.
Now, you know what, B? I'm going to say.
And he's got that midriff jacket. Let me repeat that,
but
my nigga.
But he's a big boy, so it probably wasn't midriff.
Yeah, I'm a fat boy, too, yo. But I ain't rocking no midriff because I am a fat boy. I'm not rocking a medium midriff.
B, if the nigga had on a regular pair of construction Timbs with that same outfit, would you have really noticed all the extra shit he had on?
Because
that what happened?
No, it was those boots.
Those
first,
boots
yes.
made you fucking look at this nigga in a whole different light. Like, what the fuck is this nigga got on his fucking feet? So then you're looking at the jeans. Then you're looking at the shirt. Then you're looking at the hoodie, the fucking jacket. You're looking at every fucking thing, the haircut. You're saying, fuck this nigga. He's got a, does he have an earring on? You're trying to check his whole outfit on now because of them boots.
Anyway, to end the topic, your boy Joe was like, niggas is mad at him because he out in the streets looking fly.
It's subjective.
Right, it's subjective, and it's a matter of what school you came from.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you another example. So, and this is a job back in our day a little bit, yo. I remember Swerve used to get up this bitch, and even before then, you gotta remember, when we doing the Dodgers, many years before this internet shit, we was doing the Dodgers anyway, and a certain Swerve and Green would be like, yo, I can't stand when these NFL and NBA niggas be walking through the locker room with tablecloths as a suit.
Michael Irvin.
Yo, nigga, yo, forget about these niggas now. Forget about fucking Westbrook and what these niggas is wearing. Oh. What Cam Newton and them niggas wearing. Yo, you know who really started that shit? It was the Michael Irvins and these niggas with this. These niggas literally look like some curtains off my grandma's wall into a suit pattern, my
prime
nigga.
Time,
yeah,
nigga.
All them niggas.
All of them.
All them niggas with that shit, yo. And I'm saying to myself, yo, that shit is played. Now, that shit is crazy played. What is wrong with just a regular ass tailored, you know, fucking because NBA, nigga. You didn't go to fucking get a regular ass suit tailored specifically, you know, silk jump off just because, in a classic
nigga,
you suit.
You not into the fashion, my nigga? You don't know about what style is, nigga? See, what it is you a broke nigga. If you got money out here, you look like you got money.
I tell you
nigga.
What, even a fat
Joe
boy.
Fat Joe's fucking outfit look like money.
If I had money, I again would grow old gracefully. And if I had to be in a suit, you know what I'm saying? I go get me a motherfucking tailored suit and shit. Probably a standard, you know, tailored suit, you know, with a nice tie and a, you know, decent shirt and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some motherfucking, maybe not no gaiters and shit, but a nice pair of comfortable leather jump offs. Maybe, I think, you know what I'm saying? Some black Wallabies if I got to. You know what I mean?
With a pocket square.
You know what I mean? You know,
and
whatever.
A motherfucking cummerbund on. I don't know about that. I don't know about that, yo. I don't know about that. But all that being said, grow old gracefully. You can grow old gracefully. That's all. You ain't, yo, I'm going to let the yumbos. And it ruins it for the young boys, too. Come on, B. Let's end the topic, be honest. Don't that ruin it for the young boys?
No. No, it ruins it for Fat Joe. Sorry.
Don't the young boys be like, damn, yo, that old motherfucker, I don't know if I'm wearing them Yeezys now because that motherfucker got them on.
Nah. Yo, B, they should be saying, I ain't wearing them Yeezys because the way they look. But they're not saying that. They rocking that shit. And Fat Joe rocking them Yeezy moon boots just proves he got the money to pay for them shits. And I don't know what's up with the midriff. Maybe he's a Dallas Cowboy fan. I don't know. So on that midriff. But, B. We gotta let that shit go, B. This is the kind of shit that I see it. I saw the picture. I saw all the memes. But that's fuck that. Fuck that, yo. I've been off Fat Joe. You know that. I've been off that dude. And, you know, he on his little show now and all this shit. They're in a different mindset than when he came out with shit is real. Because shit ain't real no more.
You know what? What I want to hear, yo, I want to hear a DITC with Fat Joe on it, yo.
Good luck.
Oh, no, that'll happen.
Oh, thanks,
you
man.
That'll happen because if they call, Fat Joe's going to be there. I believe Fat Joe ain't that Hollywood that he'll turn them niggas down like that.
You don't think Diamond D ain't made a phone call?
Them niggas, he'll show up. He'll show up. Lord Finesse and them niggas, he'll show up.
Lean back.
All right, yo, that's been the Hip Hop Digest. We're ready for Kurt G's World Famous. Can we do it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Shit, all the trouble was pre-show.
You're
good.
Damn right, I'm good. I had to Where's Waldo my stick and shit. All right, here
Whoa,
we go.
Pause, right?
Yeah. We don't do that.
Right, we don't do that.
We don't do that here. All right, this week we got Frank Nitt, Serene OG. That's Frank Nitt, Serene OG. Then we got Pomac, Mountain God, the Flex Tape. That's Pomac, Mountain God, the Flex Tape.
All right. So before we get out, I'd like to welcome the new members on the text chain. We got a couple of new members. I'm the wrong nigga who's going to remember names. But shout out to you. You know who you are on the text chain. Let me caution people. The text chain is a clean family environment, if you will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. It is family environment.
Yeah, it's a family-oriented text chain. You know what I'm saying?
Giving y'all the PG version. I'm going to give you the R version.
Okay.
We got some ladies in there. They don't talk too much, but we got some ladies in there. And we said a long time ago, we're not going to be throwing all this ass and titties on there. And they mess around, throw some DPs on there. We're not going to want to see that.
Nigga, throw a dick pic up, you're going to be mad?
Yeah, I'm not going to want to see that.
So again,
we
just
talk
remember.
Hip-hop
so,
there.
Again, yeah,
strictly hip-hop right. and political shit, maybe, here and there.
Right. So shout out to all the new members. But again, be mindful. It's a family friendly environment and shit. We're just like Hip Hop Digest Disney, if you will.
Oh, not quite that.
Well, okay.
It's a lot of cussing over there.
Okay. Yeah. No, there's a lot of. Niggas, yeah, it is a lot of cussing.
But we got police already in there.
Oh, yeah, so I have to say shit.
You ain't got
to
say nothing. We got police already in there.
Hey, and actually, to be honest with you, yeah, maybe Disney was a ruckus. Your boy Walt Disney was a foul fuck, too. So, but that's more history and shit. And we do love history, too.
Real quick, some background. You know, we always people asking to get on the text chain, blah, blah, blah. So I said, you know what? This week, we're going to open the door. Come in. But you know how that, when you leave the door open, you know, people just walk up in there and stuff like that. So please come in, even if your first post has to be. But come in, get a feel, see if you like it. If you like it, stay, rock with us. If you don't, it's just a click of a button. It's all good.
Hold on, B. What is their first post got to be?
Hold up. Let these niggas know. Your first post has to be, okay? Your personal, and I repeat, your personal top three MCs. And then right after that, the first record, tape, CD, cassette, whatever that you bought with your own money, that has to be your first post. Show us that you are official. Who the MCs are is personal, okay? And who your first record and what you bought is personal. But you got to show it.
Yeah, it just gives us a little bit of, it's our personal way to see a little bit about where you are in the hip hop game.
Indeed.
Right, where you came in at.
Exactly. No doubt.
So, and before we do cut off, I want to give a shout out to my brothers at Grayskull. There's too many to name. I'll put a link so everybody can go check these brothers out. It's another, they're not calling it a podcast, but it's a motherfucking podcast. They talk about a lot of stuff, man. And I mean, a lot of things. They make it a safe space for black men to go in and have some conversations.
Wow. Okay. So that's big up Grayskull.
No doubt. And of course, I want to give
our Black History Month PSA right there.
Oh, yes, sir.
Go
and I
want
to give a shout out to my other brothers at Felipe's Garage. It is beautiful. Everything's lovely out here. We just did another funny ass show. So
between like Felipe, Hip Hop Digest, Grayskull, that's great because it's black men talking it out.
Yeah.
Versus other things that sometimes we have a penance to do. So
yep.
Indeed. Yep. Next week, well, you know how we are. Next week.
Well, hold on. You know I'm going to shake this fishbowl, my nigga.
He tried to hurry up
and get the fuck out. But I got the shit right here in front of my face, so I can't forget it.
Jeez. Here we go. Fuck it. All right. So origami, this shit, it takes me a minute to unfurl this shit. Okay, here we go. The next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest is Grandpa Lehman.
Oh, you, there you go.
There you go.
Are the next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest.
I know you hear this.
So,
yes, sir.
No doubt. We will see you then. Good night.
Holla.
One.
Yo, alcoholic in our blood, eternal water fountain, the bars. Triggers can lead your soul fountain of stars. Look,
I hate when niggas run their mouth like a broad, or when rappers brag about jewelry with no house or no car. Look, police lock us by the ankles. Pigs killing us and niggas snitch thinking cops can keep them safe. Look, you ask about me, they gon' say that she the realest. Gave my life on a canvas and now they paint me as the villain. It's hard to stay awake cause I dream what I never seen. The struggles that we face trying to be what we never seen. Murders every day, now we grieving another teen. A lot on my plate, don't want what I eat to turn to greed. They ain't bleeding how I bleed, that's what they fail to see. To get my point across, I never had to yell or scream. It's a jewel they used to tell to me. It's all about your body language and learn to use your words like a spelling bee. From 9 to 5s to LOCs, that was just a ghetto dream. Cause where we come from, these type of things niggas never see. From where the fiends desperate enough, they trying to sell their teeth. So much hell on earth, so when they die, they go to hell to freeze. My life consists of getting money and good sex. So between both, I could never get any good rest. Hoes put they doubt on me, double back, now they look stressed. Oh, I sever heads and treat necks like a footstep.
Yeah, niggas always talking what they deserve. That's how you acting when that hate occurs. I'm plotting on my day to purge. I play the curb sharply dressed in the latest furs. Around killers who make sure they hear me when I never say a word. That's how I speak, I know it made a stir. I'm trying to sway this urge. Got some loved ones who I'm afraid to hurt. Known to be reclusive, I won't even go and pray in church. Confessions in that booth get crazy like when I lay a verse. Now tell me what the truth is. All this praying is useless. We at war, so I'll be damned if I hang around for the nooses. I scanned around for the blueprints, I found it. Profound if you keep your circle around you, you probably won't get surrounded. Now tell me how that sounded. It's fear in the heart of them homies you've been around with. Astounding. This power I got inside is resounding. Get nullified. Don't chase the American dream and get put to sleep by the devil's lullaby. See mothers cry, telling their sons to get out the bed. But instead, he'll go hit the block and get murdered before the sun can rise. To summarize, I'm unapologetic. Although I come to find the sharpest pupil to be the fastest student to cut his eye. Get butterflies, a nervous reaction. Heard he was lacking.
Let's go.
Got caught by the playground. I sit back just watching these brothers.
Hey, and I take trips to swim beaches. It's like whenever I attend meetings, my cheddar just increases. Real shit, I resent leeches. Only a bitch nigga would capitalize off his friend's weakness. Homie, I was really in street shit. Emptiness in my soul still turned 5 to 10 pieces. I done been inside 6 precincts. I don't listen when pigs speaking. All that snitching is indecent. We did biz cause we hid secrets. The judge gave enough sentences to my clique to give speeches. Prestigious, no fixed leases. Expensive window treatments inside of my crib. Bitch, I live decent. Documentary like Big Meech's. My Netflix series would need 6 seasons for legit reasons. I got a clip full of grim reapers. Big bullets and big heaters push you 10 meters. Listen, you know the ink in my pen feeders. But longevity in this rap game, the chances is slim Jesus. Huh, you gon' drip leaders. I don't care if you not tall, turn all of y'all into 6 feeters. Young age, fell in love with Ben's features. Louis Vuitton, runaways, my gym sneakers. Trust. Fuck wrong with y'all, nigga, this the motherfucking trust, nigga. Huh, we ain't playing with you niggas, we coming to take over. Know what I'm saying? Trust gang.
I'm so smooth, they don't hear me coming. Hit him from the back, hit a crack. It's a rap, Doc told him it's a fact. I eat a rapper like I eat a beat. Nothing sweet, matter feet.
Damn, son, it's like the 5th one this week.
Yo, I stand behind these bars, bro, the king speaking. New religion, build a legion. Hunting sheep, and so we season. Don't need a reason, they serve a purpose. They got a surplus. We leave them leaking, it's all part of the fucking circus. Yo, I'm a lion, hear me roar. Hit the hymen raw. Big shit in store, need a big box. I'm pumped like old Reeboks. Their knees knock if we ops. They climb up to the treetops. Then fall, we call it detox. But yo, I gotta eat pops. You know I need a full plate. I just ate, but I'm still hungry. Gotta raise the bill rate. They make it, but I'm still straight. From the place of the side of the Hell's Gate. Only a king can have queens behind him. Yo, get your shit straight.
You in the zoo, motherfucker. Lions all around. Don't move, motherfucker.
Don't move.
The kings make the rules, motherfucker.
Make the
natural
moves.
Born leaders, we some smooth motherfuckers.
So smooth. We hunt sheep, it's so easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
We never sleep, it's too easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
Beast mode on the microphone, yeah. Killer with the flow, yeah. Yo, that's the kind of play we
are. This ain't Nintendo, slow your tempo down. My nephew hop up off the Benzo, wet your rental down for an extra pound. Your bread on hold like incidentals, and I'm fresh in town on deck. Make sure all the extras drown. Got the best around, effing clowns. Hard headed, you learn your lesson now. All that slick talk on get them is in the effing ground. I just put some pressure in the jets, showed your ex around. Had a robot weed up for me, let her bless the crown. You wanna hang, can't afford a noose. I just bought a coupe, got all the proof. 40 lights you strip up like 40 deuce. They gotta call the troops, or call the troops. I got all the juice. I planted the trees and I want all the fruits, plus all the moves. Till my money tall as you, I be falling through. Dropping off this pack, take this. Give me a call or two. The rent paid when it's all on you. I'm still balling too. It's animals in the street, they gotta call a zoo.
Yeah. You in the zoo, motherfucker. The zoo. Lions all around, don't move, motherfucker.
Don't move.
The kings make the rules, motherfucker.
Make the
natural
moves.
Born leaders, we some smooth motherfuckers.
So smooth.
We hunt sheep, it's so easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
We never sleep, it's too easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
Beast mode on the microphone, yeah. Killer with the flow, yo, yeah. That's the kind of plight we yeah. are.
Warfare on gorilla, code name the Atmagilla. If I got a Roscoe P, that cold chain to kill you. The keeper keep your knob, but we been saving knobs. So it's a couple bananas that's tucked in the cut. Wildin' in public is privacy depraved. They never keep it to just 1/8 for every cage. I know, that's too much like right. They try and shade the shine, cause I'm too much like light. When I speak, it's taken personal. Too much like your life, right? Yikes, I ain't even seen the sights. Living high, then the numbers mean I'm looming on the price. Showing light. When the people gather, they dim the lights. Zoo shit, never monkey on display. Getting paid by the light. Swinging off the tree of might. Once the fruit get right, take a bite. Total school, help me balance the old sorrow in my life. Pay the fee, I never bargain with my price.
You in the zoo, motherfucker.
The
lions all around, don't move, motherfucker.
Don't move.
The kings make the rules, motherfucker.
Make the
natural
moves.
Born leaders, we some smooth motherfuckers.
So smooth.
We hunt sheep, it's so easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
We never sleep, it's too easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
Beast mode on the microphone, yeah. Killer with the flow, yo. Yeah. That's the kind
now
of play we are.
Now you done flipped into the fish tank, and now you swimming with a great white. I hope you fishing on this late night. I can smell your blood from like a mile away.
Like a mile away.
I can end your life within this tidal wave.
End your life
when it's feeding time.
Yeah.
They talk about me like I fiend for crime,
like I fiend for
but I'm just fully focused underwater, smoking on this weed in mine. I done been across the ocean with a broken fin.
Yeah.
I was writing on these walls when they was closing in.
Lie.
Trying to swim with all these tanks, they trying to throw you
trying
in.
To throw me in.
40 hammerheads.
Yeah.
It's more like 40 men.
More like 40 men.
Sending 40 shots.
Ha.
More like 40 fins.
Like 40 fins.
Like the movie Jaws, this killing ain't gonna never end. The killer of the ocean, I came to put the pressure on
him.
Up and down the coast, I swim like poetry in motion.
Da-da.
Better stay afloat, I fill pools with the blood you soaking.
Lie.
Think the zoo a joke, then come back when this bitch is closing.
You in the zoo, motherfucker. Lions all around, don't move, motherfucker.
Don't move.
The kings make the rules, motherfucker.
Make the
natural
moves.
Born leaders, we some smooth motherfuckers.
So smooth.
We hunt sheep, it's so easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
We never sleep, it's too easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
Beast mode on the microphone,
yeah.
Killer with the flow,
yeah.
Yo. That's the kind of plight we are.
Hey, yo. Check it. Peace to success, we manifest through our attempts to be weak, mind exempt. Redefine a line print, see through the simp sense. Hopping over fence, copper on the chase, chopper over scrapes. Mama wear the tents, tears on the cheek, while sheets daily events. Feel the offense when sentence don't commence. After cold blooded murder, to observe the audacity. On body cam, you harassing me. Everybody witness, but nobody know Jehovah. To watch death and be the camera holder, damn. Participators in the circus, smilers in the smirkers, calling you obedient workers. Applause to the ones who made it out, select few. We all got an hourglass timeline, Rex 2. I feel special, find a guide of light through the chaos. Love thyself, no days off.
Every dark day's got a light one. Every gray cloud's got a bright sun. Walk with the fire, but I saw life we defend. It's all about survival.
fighting every instinct, trying to be the victor, not the victim, from the glitches in the system. Nah, we ain't trying to die, so we living a day, just trying to survive. Yo, life's what you make it, get time, take it. Consider every minute sacred. Too many eyes dilated, missing any vision of the mind's highest stages. Fighting through the night like you might slip, holding on to vices with a vice grip, the flight risk. Come up with a higher price, think you can, but you can't hide from life. Define the sight, emerge the goals, lessons of blessings to learn and grow. Birds flow to the curtains close, we burned dough, but we earned it though, yeah. Levitate within my hands, a set of seconds meditating as a medication that lets the anxious. Life's hard, intensive phases, we gonna make it, fight on and embrace the changes. Every dark day's gonna light one, every gray cloud's gonna bright sun. Walk with the fire and I saw life we defend, it's all about survival. Fighting every instant, trying to be the victor, not the victim, from the glitches in the system. Nah, we ain't trying to die, so we living a day, just trying to survive, ay.
Chance in a million, chump.
The death of the last gasp for breath, it's agony. Feared the sick catastrophic premiere is a rag any. Haters stated ways few keep fuck up with. Cold ripper shredding that ass with this rough get soon, as it couldn't come any quicker. The croon kicking sicker for whom the bell eyed soul sports stickers. The ruin, the meek, the wretched, the newbie come to get a bit. The garbage, the booty like motherfucking illiterate. Style run rings around the shit that you bring to town. You flaunt it and boast that your shit barely stings me, clown. You see your low rate pushing product inferior. My lyrics prorate as I control your area. Lethal yet aromatic, bitter with the taste to numb. Your zero minuscule, nothing but a waste to come. Lovely, you hoe all back cause I ask a switch. I hit the booth cube mic and pull wax that bitch. Dota heavy bar, spit right, stay humble. Pressure 3-point, run low, don't fumble. Squeeze on the exhale, coming in hot. Line it up, follow that shot. Toda heavy bar, spit right, stay humble. Pressure 3-point, run low, don't fumble. Squeeze on the exhale, coming in hot. Line it up, follow that shot. Hype dramatic, charismatic, this attic. Black emphatic, I eradicate the wad act. Sticking from coast to coast with this prose, I boast them ghosts. They follow me close, yet I'm too gross for most. I just wait and let them reveal they hypertone and metaphorically confiscate every microphone. I round them up, pushing them, hustling harshly. A plug of spark through a glass darkly. With a laugh, with its sound, my retrospect. Days that led up to them rounds for sound with respect. Many hours to credit, many moments of gore. Many the mics that I manipulate, so what's one more? Suck at the subject, worst case scenario. Recurring anxiety, earthquakes and stereo. Abusing barrage, such four-letter word. As if to kill him, thrill a villain, leaving flesh of a bird. So pussy, give me a mic, is your puppet like a rope and pulley. It's like you the punk and I'm the neighborhood bully. Clutching your lapels, I intimidate bass, stroking my mic barrel. Up against your face, overflowing, gushing, pushing my product like textiles. Hurling rhymes like projectiles, dilapidate, hating, I'm waiting to cold decapitate, I'm aggravating, making that hater quickly evacuate. Toda heavy bar, spit right, stay humble. Pressure 3-point, run low, don't fumble. Squeeze on the exhale, coming in hot. Line it up, follow that shot. Toda heavy bar, spit right, stay humble. Pressure 3-point, run low, don't fumble. Squeeze on the exhale, coming in hot. Line it up, follow that shot.
jargon. Do laps around mics, boggling, cast this crown, nigga, world renowned. Reinstating high voltage, major rhymes, explosive, roll call. Line so raw, put your feet to the floor. I stay light years ahead of that. Veteran rap, old school, grimy, try me. I'm more available, two door assailant dude, original rule. Plus a Top Gun feature viewed as an icon with the Nikes on 7th Avenue, trying to get to revenue. It's an inevitable outcome. The savior with savoir flavor attached in the crib piece, banging them tracks on a high code, uncrackable, just like a trifold mirror image. Not even cut, scratch, mirror blemish. Can't even touch this one, Paul. Here's the finish. Organic laws, we gon' blend this shit.
Watch him bless the track.
Freestyle's frantic, thoughts is organic.
For the hip hop world, cause these brothers don't slack. Watch him bless the track.
Freestyle's frantic, thoughts is organic.
For the hip hop world, cause these brothers don't slack.
We keep alive on some barbecue shit. Large be lacing them. The subterranean conduct the shit up off the cranium. He's savoring the flavor and the phrase be engaging in. Thoughts erase him in with the strength of titanium. Irrelevant cats be always fronting on the drama. That's why I kick raps to break your sentence like a comma. So I'ma bring it for the illest instrumentalist. Not next levelist. Think you die, but shoot.
Open your eyes, ears, don't let the listening start. You're now confronted with the most explosive rhymes and lotions in eight bars. I'm traveling, handling, mic managing. Singing handily, landing a rhyme, dose that's damaging. Breaking your threshold, repping the state you fashion in retro. Connect flows that circulate the metro. It's large flow, organic combined. Control the purest of form and thought. Bring in what you don't know, it goes.
Watch him bless the track.
Freestyle's frantic, thoughts is organic.
For the hip hop world, cause these brothers don't slack.
Large.
Watch him bless the track.
Yo, ain't it funny how we're on the same beat, but we all sound different? Our rhymes are like the movie AI, we're all gifted. Uplift your mind right, let your notion shine through it. Animate it, marinate it, put some life into it. Resilient, cats, we're brilliant. With rhyme schemes clean, pure, precise, like the waters in H. I wanna bring it, so listen, quit wishing for the thoughts to quit. Large Professor OTS, we're coming sick with it.
Yo, organic is my present status. Who be the baddest MCs to tell you labor? We ain't hungry but famished. It ain't much for the kid to scavenge. Drop a track and be damaged. Large Professor to bless us, son, I'm taking advantage. Yo, I'm smooth when I'm on the set. Make moves to get you vexed. Put us on the screen, we guarantee to blow like Johnny Depp. Much respect and the checks is what we out to get. Ayo, I'm Ghost, Tony, yo, back to the two techs. What?
Professor, watch him bless the track.
Freestyle's frantic, thoughts is organic.
For the hip-hop world, cause these brothers don't slack. Watch him bless the track.
Freestyle's frantic, thoughts is organic.
For the hip-hop world, cause these brothers don't slack.
To my man, yo, we do it for you. To my man, Illmind, yo, we do it for you. The whole OTS crew, yo, we do it for you. Dirty Jersey, yeah, and yo, we do it for you. New York City, yo, and yo, we do it for you. CA, yo, hey, yo, we do it for you. Chi-Town, yo, yo, we do it for you. The isolated honor crew, yo, we do it for you. To everybody out there, yo, we do it for you. Everybody type cats, yo, we do it for you. It's like that, you know, we do it for you. One, two.